You're on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. And this is Canucks Central with Satyar Shah and Alex Auld. The only real choice for the diehard Canucks fan.
Circle cuts off the wall and scores. Brock Besser in overtime. High glove side on Darcy Kemper. And the Canucks win 4-3.
Kaboom, Brock Besser.
Now here's Sat and Alex.
Let's bring in John Shanna into this conversation. Fresh off releasing all the names for the 2018 Hall of Fame class. And John, thanks for joining us on Sportsnet 650 as usual. How are you doing today, good sir?
Gosh, I missed you guys.
We missed you too, John.
Yeah. You say that all the time, I bet.
Well, you know, I've been accused of that once or twice, but this time I mean it. I really do, John.
All right. So, Hall of Fame.
All right. So, what do you make of this year's class? Martin Brodeur gets in, Willie O'Ree and Gary Bettman as builders, of course, Jayna Hefford, and also Martin St. Louis. What do you make of this year's class?
Well, I think everybody qualifies to be Hall of Famers, all six. I worked for the gentleman for 5 years, so I know a little bit more about Gary Bettman than most guys, so I do believe that he should be in the Hall. The question for me, though, becomes with Bettman, should he have waited until retirement like players? Now, the prerequisite on builders is not the same as players. But should he have waited? I think it's a fair question.
Well, that's what I was wondering too. Have there been many builders who've been inducted while they're still employed and still working in the game? I can't really think of any. I'm sure there
most,
are.
Most, Alex.
Okay.
Most.
All right. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. But if that's the case that a lot of them are, then it's...
Yeah, there's a ton of precedent for it. But it seems, as I have tweeted out numerous times in the last 48 hours, Marty Brodeur, slam dunk.
Yeah.
Martin St. Louis, when you think of what he did and how he did it for the size of player he was, when you consider, and I didn't realize it until Lanny said it on the announcement, 7 individual trophies.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Which is very impressive. So you can't argue with that one. Jayna Hefford won 4 Olympic gold medals, was a driving force in so many ways for Canada's women's program, Olympic team. I mean, to me, she was like Yvonne Cormoyer was. You know, she's not the biggest sized woman, but had speed, could shoot, worked hard at both ends of the ice. I thought Jayna's an excellent choice. I am of the age that I remember and hated Alexander Yakushev more than any other Russian player in 1972, and he was their version, the Soviet Union's version of Phil Esposito. He was a big, lanky forward and could shoot the puck, and has maintained a role within the Russian Hockey Federation. I, in fact, met Yakushev at the World Cup in Toronto, I guess it was 2 years ago, and... The man is huge, big, tall, and can probably still shoot the puck. So to me, I don't think you can argue. There's a limited amount as how many people can get in at a certain time. So from that perspective, guys like Alexander Mogilny, who I was a real believer in, Daniel Alfredson, those are the types of Theo Fleury. But the other interesting thing, guys, and I hate to ramble about this, is because they are eligible does not mean they have been nominated. So there's no transparency in the Hall of Fame format. So there's no guarantee that any of these guys that we talked about not being in the Hall were even nominated. So it's difficult to debate it.
Well, that is interesting. I didn't realize that. Because you're right, we could be talking about a bunch of people who maybe they have the statistics, but they're not even really in contention or up for it. Do the nominees know they've been nominated in a season?
That's a good question. They don't have to. They don't sign anything. It becomes, but I'm sure the people who nominate are close to the player or to the builder, and I would assume that they would know somehow, some way. But really, that's one of the one of the foibles of the Hockey Hall of Fame is it just because you are eligible does not mean you are nominated.
Yeah, that's right. So, and the one name we didn't mention yet, or we didn't get your take on, was Willie O'Ree. What does he mean to you?
Well, for me, I'm old enough. I remember I saw Willie play. He was a member of the San Diego Gulls for many, many years in the old Western League, and I used to see him play at the Coliseum against the Western League Canucks. He was a good player, but the playing aspect to what he's done and what he's brought to the game is secondary. Since he's joined the league and become the ambassador of Hockey is for Everyone, I think he's done an amazing job of outreach. And it goes beyond just the social aspect. It's the amount of time. This guy's in his 80s, Alex, and he still travels. He's still working hard every day to grow the game in the inner city, in areas that have not been familiar with the game of hockey. And in many ways, he's an inspiration to all of us that just love the game and feel the game should be for everyone.
We're talking to John Shannon from Sportsnet here on Sportsnet 650 Canucks Central at noon with Sat and Alex. And, you know, you're right about Willie O'Ree and what he meant. And it's fitting that he comes in as a builder. And even with Gary Bettman, I understand, you know, a lot of the consternation around him, but he did help really move this league forward. And I just wanted you to sort of talk about Yakushev a little bit more, because a lot of our listeners weren't around back then and didn't see him play. But, I mean, if he had been able to play in the National Hockey League, he would have been revered quite a bit more in North America, would he not?
I think that's a huge point. Remember, this was a time when no Russian players, no Soviet players were allowed to come over and play, even at the end of their careers. And it was the pinnacle of the hockey Cold War, Canada versus the Soviets, the Summit Series. All you have to do is go on YouTube or Google it. Or there's been 100 books read about it, written about it. There's been documentaries produced by it. It was the good guys versus the bad guys, the guys in the white hat versus the Red Army. And what Yakushev did was that he could do everything that any of our power forwards could do. And he was a classic power forward. He could skate, he could shoot, he moved to the net. And really, prior to 72, we didn't know very much about Yakushev. He was not near in the spotlight compared to some of the other great players that played in that series. Like Valery Harlamov, who got injured late in the series, and Alexander Molsev and Boris Mikhailov. But Yakushev, he played a more North American style game, and he became a huge force for the Soviets in that eight game series.
Now, the good people at Sportsnet have a couple of reporters down in California at the CAA offices. They've got Arash Madani. They had to send two because Tavares' watch is so riveting and long. So both Arash Madani and Vancouver's very own Dan Murphy are down there swapping off. But what are you hearing about that situation?
Well, we're just hearing about who gets to visit and the shots from the telescopic lenses from 300 feet away of guys leaving cars and going into buildings.
It's exciting stuff.
Well, but here's the thing. If we're not there, people are going to be angry that we're not there.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, we got to be there and we can make light of it. But the reality of it is this is John Tavares week on television and in hockey. And until they finish the two more interviews tomorrow with Tampa and Dallas, I suspect, and who knows if he's going to talk to two or three more by phone. I think we'd have to figure out that we might have a decision from Tavares by week's end.
And John, before we let you go, we noticed that at the draft, of course, there wasn't a lot of player movement via trade. And usually when we get past the draft, there isn't a ton of trades that get done in July and August. Could that be different this year because John Tavares is such a big domino to fall? Or do you think it's going to be pretty quiet on the trade market moving ahead now into the summer?
I don't think it'll be any different. You know, I mean, what you're going to probably get is, we're going to get a rash of these free agent signings coming out of the interview week. We're going to start hearing dribs and drabs of players going to sign with teams or re-sign with teams. And then we're going to see the obvious trades that that teams have made it pretty well in their intention, like Jeff Skinner, like Justin Falk in Carolina. And then, you know, would it surprise me if we see a big name be traded again? No. But I remember 2 years ago, guys, there were the two big trades within 19 minutes or something on late in the month of June, the Taylor Hall deal and the PK Subban deal. So I think as you get teams that are trying to jockey not only for this year but for the next 2 or 3 years to come, as some of their kids coming off entry-level deals or their second deals, or and they don't want to lose them in restricted free agency like in Nashville, it's going to be a very interesting time. You know, Ryan Ellis can sign an extension as of July the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is he worth? And if he signs, what is David Poile going to have to do with the rest of his blue line? And knowing full well that not only do they have, four great defensemen, but they've got a young guy named Dante Fabro who played in the BC Junior League in Penticton before he went to university, almost ready to come out and play at a certain point. So there are a lot, the dominoes, the Rubik's Cube, say what you want and what you want to talk about it. I think things will slow down a bit, and then we're going to get a little bit of a jolt of a few trades, and then we're going to get that second wave of free agents.
Well, we always look forward to it, John. Thanks so much for joining us here on Sportsnet 650, and keep up the good work, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, I'm going to nominate Alex Auld for the Hall.
All right, thanks.
I don't think I'll get many. Alex, I didn't say it was the Hall of Fame.
All right, you'll let me paint your hall?
Okay. For the Hall, or, okay. You know, we'll find something.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, man.
Sportsnet 650.